449 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. William Wems and seven others. It was revealed that the soldiers had been involved in a confrontation with the people at the rope walk a few days before. It was also shown that Kilroy's bayonet was bloody the next morning after the affray. A witness swore that Montgomery was the first one that fired, that when his gun was knocked out of his hand, he recovered it and fired again, and that he was the one who killed Addicks. A large number of witnesses testified to the origin of the affair and attributed the blame to the soldiers, stating that the circumstances were not such as to justify them in firing. The soldiers were defended by John Adams, who later became President of the United States, and Josiah Quincy. Their plea was self-defense. More than 50 witnesses were examined to prove the facts alleged in their behalf. From their testimony, it was abundantly evident that there was unusual excitement amongst all classes of the citizens at the beginning of the evening, and there was a general expectation of a serious affray between the soldiers and the townspeople. Crowds of people were collected in various parts of the town, armed with clubs and other deadly weapons. Parties of soldiers were also driving through the streets, armed with bayonets, cutlasses, and clubs, and treating all whom they met in the most insulting manner. In the first part of the evening, several collisions had taken place between the citizens and soldiers, and one in which the soldiers of the 14th Regiment were engaged had become quite serious before the officers were able to confine the soldiers in their barracks, a citizen having received a severe wound with a cutlass. It was also proved that the sentry at the custom house was placed there by authority and could not leave his station, that he was insulted, pressed upon, and pelted with clubs, snowballs, and oyster shells, and that he frequently threatened the aggressors that he would fire before he called for the assistance of the main guard. It was also proved that the soldiers of the main guard, on their way to his assistance, were subjected to similar treatment. Nicholas Ferreter, Post, P-426. Joseph Croswell, Post, P-430. James Carter, Post, P-430. James Bailey, Post, P-425.